This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Songs that you roll the window down and sing along. We crank it up there, James. Can't keep your feet. Why, when you listen to apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Yum. I like peach pie better than apple pie. How about you, Jay?
I'm more of a pumpkin pie person.
Pumpkin pie, okay.
But I am picky. Not all pumpkin pies are created equal.
There was a question about whether pumpkin pies were really made out of pumpkins. This came up on Halloween, and I forgot about it because it wasn't exactly, number one on the hit parade when it came to discussing some of the issues of the day. There's a whole big thing about pumpkins, and I'm now trying to see if I can go back to finding why do I save stuff like this.
This is a conversation that happens every year, especially with what's the one popular brand of pumpkin, Libby's.
Yeah.
Where it's really, it's a variety of squash, because squash and gourds are essentially the same thing. It's just how they're used. And so pumpkin, there's some pumpkin in it, but it's not always 100% pumpkin. It is squash.
So you must have seen the same thing I did. The pumpkin, Libby's has its own variety.
Mm-hmm.
And they have
a 100% pumpkin option.
Yeah. Right, and then you have other different types of pumpkins. So good for you. If you saw the same thing I did, must be. I mean, we can all find the same things here and there, look around and observe. It's all about observation as much as anything else. So, and we've been involved in a lot of tree planting on the farm and in the development because trees have to be moved, and it's a good time of year. For those of you who know anything about horticulture, this is an excellent time of year to be transplanting things, whether it may be flowers in your flower bed, because before the ground goes dormant, it sort of protects the roots of the things that you're moving. So trees to a certain size, they can be. I love this. I had a big tree out behind my house, and I just transplanted it a little while ago because I couldn't see out into the pasture, and so I took the tree down so I could see the little calves and cows, little punks that are running around that field out back. And so we transplanted it from the back of the house to the front of the house, and we won't know whether it actually survives. Sometimes I've transplanted things and they've done great, and other times I've transplanted stuff. Depends on how big the ball is, how much water you put on it. I've learned to put some good natural compost in. That helps to encourage the roots to spread out faster and quicker. Faster and quicker. Good, Doug. Same thing. Faster and healthier. So there it is. A little horticulture in the morning on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. I find that love is like a tree. It grows of its own accord, it puts down deep roots, and therefore it can help enhance itself by being a whole being.
Mm-hmm.
The roots, right? Important.
Stabilizing itself
against
the elements.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Speaking of stabilizing, the Republicans seem to be narrowing down the field of candidates, even though Christie is hanging in there and Ramaswamy. What did she call him? What did Haley call him?
Oh,
something like a turd but you're
that was, yeah, scum. I believe
scum. Is calling somebody a turd and calling them a scum, is that pretty equivalent, do you think? Is he if he's a scum, is he a turd? But turd is a clean way of calling him something else.
Yeah, anyway. I feel like the previous one is more of a, like, immature thing to call somebody, and scum is like, I don't know, that just feels a little bit more like there's passion behind it. You're passionately angry with somebody.
Okay, so let's just do a for instance. Want to? Just maybe.
Why
just
not?
Right, exactly. So I'm looking at pictures of Nikki Haley. I listened to her. And, you know, the video from the debates, and she's okay. She's got a good head on her shoulders. She has a lot of important things to say. Whereas DeSantis, as far as I'm concerned, has nothing to say about anything that makes any sense. There's no universality with him. Anybody who's going to be in, and so then you can say, well, does Trump have any universality? Nah. My gut tells me, interesting, let's see how this works out, that Trump is not going to make it because he's going to be too engaged. I mean, think about it. There's so much territory here that has never been traversed before. A guy who's charged with 87 different counts of all kinds of misdemeanors and crookedness and stuff. And, you know, it's okay. I think some of it is the gotcha mentality. Let's go get him. He's got to be guilty of something. Like O.J. Simpson. Yeah, we got to get him. We can't get him for what he's really guilty for, but let's get him for something else. And so how well Trump finesses his way through this the landmines here and continues to show his impetuousness if it was anybody else, that's what I don't understand. The way he talks to the judges in a regular courtroom, the judge would have him thrown into jail for contempt. But Trump keeps blattering away, and the judge just sort of sits there and takes it, at least in the current trial.
It's not what somebody is doing, it's the who is doing it kind of
maybe.
Situation. And is it just because they expect that from Donald Trump? Why are there not cameras around him at all times? I feel like you could do a live streaming reality show and it would be incredibly popular. Like, people are leaving money on the table with this.
Right, exactly. All right, careful about the bird flu. It may not affect Thanksgiving, although it already has. And the reason I say that is because some of the poultry in New England has been affected by this very highly spreadable type of bird flu that's around. Again, I use it's the same as COVID. It is only COVID for birds. That's what the bird flu is. Hello, that's why they call it the bird flu. And it's running rampant around this part of the world. It's a migration thing because birds are migrating now to go south. Here in the north, when it gets cold, the birds go south. You know, like people that go from the north to the south in the wintertime?
Oh, snowbirds. Mm-hmm.
Snowbirds, yeah, right. There's a reason for that. And the birds go, and as they travel, they drop their poop. And it's like geese. There's nothing more dangerous than a flock of geese. Just dangerous because of their poop. Full of salmonella. Geese are just awful anyway.
And their poop does not look like other birds' poops.
So anyway.
So gnarly.
Yep. So anyway, the spread of the bird flu has threatened the turkey population. Most of the turkeys that are going to be served next week have been prepared. They're either frozen or they're in your freezer or they're waiting for you at the local poultry farm. The reason I bring it up is because the cost of that, and I just did some analysis, I got to find that, of what the farmer actually is getting out of the Thanksgiving meal that you eat. Every year I do this cost. Every year the farm groups get together and they want you to know what the farmer's getting out of the food dollar, sharing of Thanksgiving food dollars. So the National Farmers Union has the updated information on the share of the food dollar for the stuff that's usually served, you know, typical stuff on Thanksgiving. This is a reflection for all of you to think about how much the family farmers earn compared to the amount consumers pay for the bird. Unless you buy it from the farm where the bird was raised, these numbers do not reflect that because, and this is the smartest way to buy the freshest turkey, is to go to the farm. And there are farms all over the country that do turkeys for Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. So you can find them if you want to find them. But at the checkout line in the supermarket, the grocery store, the food store, the increased cost for most everything reflects a bit of what it costs to grow the stuff. But do the farmers get the fair share? There are a lot of big, you know, this big ag, the mergers and acquisitions of some of the huge agricultural entities, the Albertsons and Kroger thing, those chains when they get together, they'll tell the government regulator, oh, everything's going to be better because the price will be cheaper. Bourgeois. The farmers get screwed by these big companies, and you get screwed because the prices are crazy. All right, so here's the breakdown. Ready? Average retail price of an 11-pound turkey is about $22. Farmer's share, 66 cents.
That Ready for that? Just unacceptable.
Mashed potatoes. A 5-pound bag of regular potatoes, usually around $4. Farmer's share, 64 cents. Sweet corn. You need, it's this time of year it's hard to find fresh sweet corn, so let's take one of those frozen cartons of, Bird's Eye. They cost around $4. The farmer's share is 41 cents. Stuffing, average 12-ounce box of already prepared stuffing, $4 for that. Farmer's share is 10 cents. A boneless ham, retail price around $12 a pound. Farmer's share, $1.40. It looks like that's the best so far. The pumpkins we were talking about. Farmer's share of pumpkin pie filling per pound, 16 cents. Cranberries, retail price for 12 ounces, $3. Farmer's share, 30 cents. All right. Is that fair for farmers? You think it. Think it through. Is that fair? 18 after the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, 23 at the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. James Collins at the controls in our main studio in Dallas. And it's social media time. We spend this time each hour talking about things that are trending, things that are in social media, or about the technology that supports it. Sometimes that's pretty interesting, some of those stories are. So this one is about Nikki Haley, who's one of the two people that are on the list, the number two position on the list. Trump's on the top. She's second, and DeSantis is in there someplace. She called for social media reforms targeting user accountability. This is part of her platform. She says, quote, "When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithms." So what would be, what? Why would you, she says, let's see why they're pushing what they're pushing. Second thing is every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, national security. And that actually would be good, because instead of the cowards who hide behind fake names.
Yes, or
right?
The bots,
I mean,
or anything.
Something to be,
or,
yeah,
the scammy accounts. And right. One of the things is she is saying, too, like with the algorithms, social media, when you look at your news feed, social media tells you what you want to see. It's not the other way around, and it should be. The people that you actually interact with the most, or people who are in your life, you would think that you would automatically see them the most, but that's not always the case. A lot of times they're like family members or close friends. You interact with them a lot, but you never see their stuff. You have to actually search for their profile or their page or their account in order to see what's going on in their lives as according to what's on social media. And then also the user accountability. There's been a lot of focus on these companies having accountability, but not so much on the users. It's more of the company to to take over what the accountability is. But, yeah, no, there's user accountability as well. You shouldn't be bullying. You shouldn't be spreading false information. It's okay to share opinions, but it's not okay to share opinions and state them as facts.
You know, these are the real issues. Frankly, a lot of the issues that politicians talk about do not affect our everyday lives. This is pretty smart on her part, and I don't know if it's motivated because her counterpart, Ramaswamy, took a shot at her daughter because of the social media. I didn't hear that. I don't know what he said, but that ought to be off limits anyway. He's obviously a scumbucket. I think she's right about him. What'd she call him?
Scum. Well, cause, she was picking at him for being on TikTok, and he mentioned that her own daughter has been using the app for a long time. Well, sure, her daughter is an adult daughter, but still, no, off limits. Just don't. There's no need. If that's your rebuttal, if that's your comeback,
right.
Well, your daughter's on TikTok. Like, get real. Grow up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you tell him, Jay. Like
your
that.
Your face.
Yeah, right. All right, some questions and comments at our social media. All of them, you can connect to us at Good Day Networks. Jay wanted to know, Jay pretty much posts a question every day, and the focus was on what's on our program and whether you're hearing what's going on. Lynn said, thank you so much. Hope this is the we had a lot of changes in what's this here, so there are some people who are listening online, and you can hear the program at Good Day Networks. At Doug Steffen Networks, right? GoodDayShow.com, all of that stuff. I like to respond. Anyway, the connection is good. The connection is strong, and we're happy to share as much as we can with you. As I said, one of the things that's handy about it is you can listen to the program all day, every day. And that's people send pictures now, too, right?
Yeah, that's
right. I saw somebody
right,
posted something about being happy or sad or angry. And then what's this picture of Cher? Picture of her stepping up. Nah, this is not her at 77. That picture can't be her now. Please. All right. Anyway, I always appreciate your comments and the time it takes to be in touch. 28 after the hour.
When I say Francis Ford Coppola, you think The Godfather, right? Have you tried his wines? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Where I live, Coppola wines are $12 or $13 a bottle, sometimes less on end caps. If you're shopping for vodka, remember, it's merely vodka. All brands begin at an ethanol plant. Flavors aside, one big difference between brands is how fancy the bottle is. And those Belvedere and Chopin and Grey Goose bottles sure are works of art. It also matters how many times it was distilled. Browse the vodka aisle, and you'll see unfamiliar brands distilled 5, 6, 7 times. They get the job done nicely, and I say so after a rigorous series of tests. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a stopgap bill to fund the government and avoid a shutdown. The vote was 87 to 11. It will now head to the president's desk. House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson passed the measure with many Democrat voters, as dozens of Republicans opposed the plan due to a lack of spending cuts in a time of inflation caused by government overspending. A pushing match erupted in Washington, D.C. yesterday at a pro-Palestinian rally at the headquarters of the Democrat National Committee offices. U.S. Capitol Police officers say one person was arrested. Protesters got into a shoving match with Capitol Police, with the arrest being made for assault. 6 Capitol officers suffered injuries. Pepper spray was used on protesters, with DNC members being evacuated from the building. Bengals-Ravens play tonight for Thursday Night Football. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Food or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
I think I should go through that story again. Jay, as to what the farmer gets for growing, or shall I? Maybe I'll.
Yeah, it's yes, it's important. We should discuss it every 20 minutes or so, and I'm not even being facetious.
Well, we'll have it in the Food, Farm, and Family report that we prepare every day. Every day we discuss the things, the recalls of the day, product information, to have you maybe connect yourself a little bit better to the family farm. And this time of year, because of Thanksgiving, there are a lot of, I can't imagine there isn't any jurisdiction in the country that doesn't have at least one turkey farm where you can go and get fresh turkeys. For as much as I'm not a fan of eating the flesh of something, it's, you know, it is part of the tradition, and you acknowledge it and where you get the best. And so I was talking earlier about the farmer's share of the Thanksgiving food dollar. It is disgusting where all of this stuff turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and cranberries and the pumpkins for pumpkin pie and corn and ham and that kind of stuff. What the farmer gets as an example, the turkey would probably be the best, the most symbolic. An 11-pound frozen turkey selling for about $22, $23 in most retail stores, most of the grocery store chains, $22, $23 for that 10, 11-pound turkey. The farmer's share, the farmer that raised that turkey, gets 66 cents. It's like, how do you even survive?
It's like, let that sink in, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then there are other things. So we will. Yeah, I'll keep on to that. I'll stay on to that, Jay. Thank you. And remind me if I don't. One of the things that's going on this week, World Kindness Week, and how you can think about being kind. Be, what is it? How's that song go? Be fine, be fair to your web-footed friend is a song around that underscores how you treat animals, among other things. But even if you're not thinking about animals, I mean, being kind to animals is who doesn't, who should, the how you separate your friends from people who aren't your friends, the number one thing for me is how they treat their animals. So if you're soft and kind and sweet to your animals, then you're okay with me. And so that's just how I don't like being judgmental, but I know who I want to spend time with. Let's put it that way, right? You bring your children, your grandchildren up to respect animals, and because they're part of what's here. You know, it's just not just us. It's all the things that surround us. And to that end, this is a remarkable story about the reintroduction of bison into the upper Midwest, into Canada. There have been a lot of, the story goes back to, what was that, Kevin Bacon? The Crying with Wolves, or what was the name of that movie that Kevin Bacon was in? It was the wolves story.
I know the Dancing with Wolves, but...
Dancing with Wolves, that's it, yeah.
Was that Kevin Bacon? Yeah.
Yep, it sure was.
Oh.
No, it wasn't Kevin Bacon, it was Kevin Costner, sorry. Kevin Costner. Was it? Get this all
it's
straight.
It's been so long since I've seen it. I mean, I totally believed it was Kevin Bacon.
Probably 40 years ago it was made. Anyway, one of the themes of that was the buffalo or the bison disappearing from the plains. That's been a big thing because of the natives and how they depended on the buffalo / bison in order for them to survive. And so they disappeared from these areas. In the Dakotas, where the Dakota Indians were, and up into Canada as well. Remember, the Indians, the natives, didn't, I call them Indians, they aren't really Indians, they're natives. They didn't know from boundaries. There was no Canada, there was no United States then. There was just a big open plain. And so the animals didn't know there was a boundary that they weren't supposed to cross over either, so they were just all over the place up there. Canadians kicked 40 mil into a project on a heritage park up there, one of the national parks in the system. In Canada, they have a system pretty much like ours. I think they have 40 national parks. We have 60 somewhat here in America. But the reason they reintroduced somehow or other, because you can find bison, you can find buffalo on farms here and there, and they've just cultivated the culture, if you will, getting the bison bulls with the bison heifers and getting calves out of them, same as cows. So, anyway, what they did specifically, they reintroduced bison. They took 6 female calves from a park in Saskatchewan, and they took a bull. And they brought them, the bull, this is like the Yellowstone area, too, and up north of there. And so they got them together. And their gestation period is about the same as a cow and humans, 9 months, 9, 10 months. And now they got a bunch of them roaming around up there. And apparently, as they got heavier, their hoofs were, they pressed into the ground as soft earth. And they've uncovered something that the archaeologists couldn't find, which is interesting. Now, you're going to help me with this pronunciation, Jay. Petroglyphs, do you think that's it?
Yeah, that's how I would say it.
Yeah. Well, basically, it's the impression into the stone going back thousands of years when these things, these animals roamed what is now Dakota Territory, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Saskatchewan. And so the archaeologists have been out there looking around, and the bisons basically uncovered their own history, which is kind of...
Yeah,
when
like
you think about it.
Prophecy.
Yeah,
they
right.
fulfilled. Uh-huh.
They'd be back, yeah. And that's right. The natives said that the animals would be back, and they are. And they've found... This is... Talk about what to worship or what to praise, right? Think about that, where the natives see that and make a... Really, what they call themselves now, the Northern Plains people. Anyway, this is the first time they've ever found these boulders, where the buffalo, what's the old expression, where the deer and the antelope play?
Buffalo roam.
Some of them is heard. Yeah, the buffalo roam. All right, so anyway, that's that story. And, back to the kindness being... This being the World Kindness Week, how do we make our children understand that it's so much better to be kind and gentle than it is to be raucous, noisy?
Yeah, practice what you preach.
Yeah.
And commit to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of the journalists, and would-be journalists, the whole business of what is a journalist has been clouded now, and even more clouded in Gaza, where all these people who have an axe to grind. I wonder what these people do for a living. I mean, really do. They're people who have run over there from America, some of them from up in Europe, with their cell phones taking pictures of the atrocities and creating a circumstance. And then they call themselves social media journalists. There's very little journalism anymore, and there are very few journalists who are really trained in understanding what news is and how to report. So when I see all of this social media stuff and the trials and tribulations and how dangerous it is, 36 or 38 journalists from various places have been, they call themselves journalists, have been killed in Gaza. And then my mind goes back to World War II, when there were reporters like Walter Cronkite, who embedded himself in with the soldiers, put on a uniform, and was in the trenches with the soldiers doing real reporting about what was really going on. And that's how he got his journalistic chops, by being exposed and being in the trenches in World War II all over Europe. And when he came back, he became a reporter. Most people know, I'll try this on James. James, you know who Walter Cronkite was? There we go.
It sounds familiar, so probably, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, that doesn't go quite far enough. Walter Cronkite was he did the CBS Evening News after he'd been a reporter, and he'd done the morning shows and all that stuff. He was back and forth. He was on NBC for a while, but most of his career was spent at CBS. And he was the one, I think, that first reported that John F. Kennedy had been shot. And people mostly, you can find that video, and it's really, wow, talk about sobering.
I do remember that, because in college I studied journalism broadcast, and we watched that broadcast that class. I remember now.
Yeah, right. Okay. By the way, speaking of reporting, the automobile industry has done its best this week or through the course of this discussion about AM radios to try to fog the discussion around things that aren't true. For example, they had said, I think we talked about this on Monday, how this group of automotive researchers say it's going to cost $3 billion to make the cars safer, AM radio. That is a complete... I could fill my manure spreader up on the farm with most of that information. That's about as much as it's worth. The AM folks at the National Association of Broadcasters obviously going to push back on all of this stuff. What the electric vehicle manufacturers say, that in order to protect AM radio, they've got to add a couple of pounds of weight, because the AM radios weigh a couple of pounds. Hello, the battery weighs a half a ton. What the hell are you talking about?
Right? Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like excuses.
But this is the kind of stuff that gets reported and sort of falsely substitutes for journalism. And just because the information that appears in print someplace, that doesn't mean that it's journalistically credible or that it's a fact. There's very little stuff that you see in journalism these days that isn't twisted and turned around. So it isn't journalists and these people that are on television that are supposedly reporters. I was watching PBS last night, and what a load. The way that they're presenting, you know, they're all over the Palestinian, those poor Palestinians. Yeah, it's horrible what's happening to the Palestinians. But to blame Israel for it? No. Sorry, no sale. Okay, let's get off that. Just pushes my blood pressure up and probably a lot of people who are listening. How about Walmart and Costco and the big grocery chains? I wish I had Phil Leppard here to have this conversation. They're thinking about getting rid of the self-checkout because there's such a huge backlash. I was in a Target store a couple of weeks ago. Did I tell you this story? I went in to buy some underwear, and it was 8 o'clock at night, and they had, you know, they're usually in a Target store. They got about 14 places where you can go in and check out, so you don't have to wait. No checkout, people. You had to go to the self-checkout. And there were people waiting in line. They didn't have the prices on this particular garment. And this poor flustering kid, who didn't look like he was more than 21 years old, supposedly in charge, telling people, well, he's sorry, but they can't help it because they can't get any help. Well, you know, that's becoming an old excuse. And somebody somewhere must know someone who knows how to operate a cash register. Meanwhile, the whole business about checking out, what it's done is increased the rate of shoplifting by about, people get frustrated. I'm not waiting in line. I'm just going to leave.
Well, also, so it should be reserved for like 12 items or less, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. Not the whole shopping cart. So you see how that works during the Christmas season. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Roll time, as opposed to rock and roll. It's time to bark and roll with Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. Every weekend around the country, a lot of these same stations, you'll hear Warren, who is a fabulous entrepreneur. He's made a career out of barking and meowing. He's got a big deal. He practices with his wife every day. How's my bark today? It's worse than your bite. Okay, so enough of that. Today, why am I so tickled by that? I don't have who knows why I'm tickled by it, but I am.
You realize it's 10 to 5 where I am in the morning.
Yeah, yeah,
my
right.
My sense of humor has yet to kick in.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a story of a dog that survived 10 weeks in the mountains with his little Jack Russell Terrier, survived in the Colorado mountains for more than 10 weeks. After her owner died of hypothermia, the dog lost half of its weight, but survived. Imagine that, staying with this woman who had died. That says it all, doesn't it, about dogs and loyalty.
Oh, we hear this story all the time about kids that get lost in the woods and their dog stays with them the whole time. It's interesting, though, the Jack Russell Terrier, I like to call them Jack Russell Terrorists, great little dogs, really, you know, for this. It's like owning a big dog. It's kind of like owning a big dog, Doug, dressed in a little dog suit. Yeah. You know, their attitude is big, their personality is big, but they're little. It's a great, great dog, by the way. But you're absolutely right. The stories come out every year about dogs who have stayed with their guardians, whether they're lost or sick or ill, a stroke, whatever. Just amazing stuff. We'll never be able to compete with the love that our dogs have for us.
No, not at all. Nope. All right. Now, speaking of that, there are new exercise techniques that are on the horizon. Are these for dogs, or are they for humans, or for both?
Here's the scenario. We take time running with our dogs, playing with our dogs, getting their legs moving, getting their bodies moving, and that's all important. But did you know that sniffing can be more tiring for a dog than the equivalence of walking or running. So what I'm advocating here is exercise for your dog's nose. And hear me out on this one. Dog's nose is probably one of their most important senses. So what I do with my dogs, for example, in the winter, it's raining, it's going to rain here in Southern California, I hide things around the house and I teach them how to use their nose to find it. I put them in different locations, in different rooms. I hide them under here. I hide them under there. And they can spend hours just looking for that. So if it's raining or cold where you are and the winter's here, you know, coming, or down in Florida, I understand they're having a lot of rain, exercise your dog's nose. You can do it inside, hide things around, make it interesting. It could be a toy, it could be a treat, it could be this. Put it in the middle of a clothes and for the dryer, whatever. Just hide stuff around, move it around in different places. Keeps the dog mentally stimulated and exercises that nose, which is critical. Again, their nose is kind of like they eat with their nose. Their nose is their strongest sense, so it's important to keep that nose exercised as well as the body.
So how about, I heard there are the same sort of story with cats, and cats and their sensitive noses, and whether or not they're different, like a black cat has a stronger nose than does a white cat or a calico cat. You think there's anything to that? Is that a bunch
of things? I try to stay away from those Archie Bunker type statements that this breed is this way. But there are certain characteristics that certain cats have. But I know this is black cat. I wish more people would adopt black cats. But if you do adopt a black cat, please, and all cats, but even black cats more so, keep them inside. There are crazy people out there. I think every black cat I've ever had the opportunity of living with has been the most mellow, gentle, loving. So I always say this, Doug: what you put in is what you're going to get out, and I wish more people.
Absolutely.
But there's something called black cat syndrome and black dog syndrome. When people go to a shelter, they'll walk by right past this beautiful puppy because it's black, or this beautiful cat because it's black. Mm-hmm. So there's something about black dogs and black cats that actually has a name: black dog, black cat syndrome. So don't hesitate. You know, here's the bottom line. How many times can I say this? When you adopt a dog, you might look at it at first, but when you get it home, you don't fall in love with the outside. You fall in love with the inside. Right. Makes no difference what the dog looks like on the outside.
Yep. Here's the story of a lost dog, went 150 miles across the Alaskan Sea before he was reunited with his family. It was ice, you know, in the northern Alaska is pretty much the Bering Strait ice most of the year. This is the far northern Alaskan town of Nome. It's closer to Russia than it is to us. And this little town, a young girl, was reunited with her dog that had been out on the ice for 150 days. Imagine
they say
that.
It's the love that dogs have, that incredible love for their family or the people they live with, and that's their survival mode. You know, we might need water and food. They need love, and they survive on love very often.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. This was not a standard breed dog either. It was just kind of a mutt. But the dogs are a dog. It is what the breed is. The dog is the dog.
Yeah,
and that's what you need to remember. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com is his website. Please check it out and listen to him. You'll find it fascinating and important. 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.